Atlantis Betrayed by Alyssa Day. Narrated by Joshua Swanson. Copyright 2010 by Alyssa Day. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Alyssa Holiday, care of the Axelrod Agency, and was produced in the year 2011 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Chapter 1. Present Day, London, England. Jack the Ripper must have been a vampire. Kristoff sat on the tiny ledge underneath the minute hand on Big Ben's western face, 12:25, thinking random thoughts and surveying the moonlight-drenched city that had always been like a second home to him. It was a perch custom designed for philosophical reflection, with its view of the resilient heart of London spread out before him like one of old King George's feasts. The clock tower was arguably London's most recognizable landmark. Perching on it, nearly 300 feet off the ground, Kristoff felt spurred to an unfamiliar longing to peer into the blood-drenched darkness of England's past. Not so long ago, these modern sophisticates had fought war after war over territory, possessions, and how to worship which god. War bred its own evil shadow, reflected its black soul onto even the innocent. Or were there any innocent, ever? Were all the so-called pure simply on an earlier stage of the descent into wickedness, hatred, and vice? Kristoff laughed out loud, startling a nearby pigeon into raising its head.
"Sorry, buddy," he told the bright-eyed bird. "Something about this damn place sends my mind to strange places every time I'm here. Jack the Ripper, the Scarlet Ninja, although at least he doesn't hurt anybody. What a town."
He shook his head.
"Of course, now I'm talking to a bird, so clearly I'm also insane.